Hi, my name is Jack, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from depression, pride, and tons of approval of man. Yeah. Growing up, life was pretty easy. Stable home, loving parents, church involvement. I never remember a time when my needs were not met, and I had almost every opportunity that a kid could want. Like the vast majority of the community I grew up in, we were a seemingly self-sufficient family with very little reliance on anyone or anything for our needs. While my community and lifestyle were not Hollywood or magazine worthy, it was known for comfort and success. Whether directly or indirectly, there was the overbearing influence from the community to be a high achiever and to go out and make a name for yourself in everything you did, or else be looked down upon by others as being a disappointment or worse, someone who's just riding the coattails of their parents. This influence drove me to make good grades, join the Honor Society, which just about everyone was a part of, and have high involvement in clubs and sports. Fortunately for me, many of these activities came easy for me, and my ambitious, independent personality kicked into high gear and thrived. Throughout high school and into the beginning of college, I became fixated on being the most successful I could be, but more importantly, being viewed by others as being successful and impressive. As I continued in this pursuit and achieved relative success, I became critical and judgmental of others that I viewed as not doing enough, not being involved enough, not ambitious enough, or otherwise wasting their time, resources, or talents. I had become so self-righteous, selfish and prideful that I had no idea that I was any of these things, only that I thought everyone else around me needed to be better. I had unreasonably high expectations of others, but even more unreasonably high expectations for myself. During this time, church was a checklist and a place where I could go hang out with my friends. I didn't mind it and even thought that I was good at it. I believed that Jesus existed on earth and that he had come to die for our sins. I was very thankful for this and even sought to tell others about what he did on the cross for us through a high school Christian club. While I believed these things, I also believed that God was there as a phone-a-friend option for when I needed help, for when I couldn't do something on my own first. I failed to understand that God wanted a personal relationship with me. In my mind, I had checked the box that got me to heaven, so I could go along with my life as I wanted, trying to be a successful, self-made man. As I began college, I began to realize that I might not have it all together like I thought I did. For the first time in my life, making friends didn't come as naturally as it had in the past. I was no longer the impressive one in the eyes of those around me. I began to believe that I was not good enough and needed to adapt so that I could fit in with the people around me. I began to believe that I was not good enough and needed to adapt so I could fit in with people around me. I began to be a chameleon, always changing who I was based on who I was around. To more easily make friends, I began partying and drinking a lot, bouncing from one party to another. It gave me the confidence and acceptance that I was seeking, giving me people to hang around and plans on the weekend. The more I partied, the more I began to realize that I had no real friends, only drinking buddies that existed on the weekends. I became lonely and started to become depressed. This depression scared me. So to combat it, I partied harder and harder. The more I partied, the more depressed I became. I began to withdraw for the fear that others might find out about my depression. I held it in, vowing to never let anyone know, thinking that no one would ever like a depressed guy, and especially never look up to someone with issues. For a year and a half, I isolated myself, internalizing my depression, to a point where it consumed every aspect of my life. It was the only thing I could think about, and it became harder and harder to fake a smile so that others would think that everything was okay. I was a closed box, Nothing could enter or leave. In December of 2012, even though I had made a few good friends by then, I had lost my ability to function properly. I spent days crying in bed for no reason. I no longer knew what was making me so sad, but I knew that I had no energy to get up. I had found some acceptance, but something was still terribly wrong and missing. After several weeks of complete dysfunction, I had exhausted everything in my control to pull myself out of this despair. The more I tried, the worse it got. I could no longer help myself, and that became clear to me. While crying in my pillows one day, completely exhausted, having no other options, I had a random thought. It was a voice in my head saying, "Give it to me, give it to me." I had not thought of God in well over a year, but I knew without a shadow of a doubt that this was God's voice. With my tear-soaked face buried in my pillow, I said out loud, "God, if you are as powerful as you say you are, take this from me." For the first time in my life, I had admitted to myself that I can't do all things, that I can't control my life, and that I'm in desperate need of a Savior. In a split second after finishing those words, I became full of an energy and a joy that I had never experienced before and have never experienced since. God took all of my pride, all of my selfishness, all of my desire for acceptance, and crushed them at the feet of his cross. He had stripped me of everything worldly that I valued and broke me to a point of humiliation so that I could begin to see for the very first time. When a proud man is on his back, it's the first time that he is able to look up. I used to think that I had a depression problem, but through step four inventory, I learned that I instead had an approval of man problem. But through my recovery and study of God's word, I realized that I only had a spiritual problem. But God, out of no effort or desire of my own, called out to me, picked me up from my self-created mess, and brought me into his light. He has shown me that I can't control my life, nor do I have to, and that my identity and worth does not come from human acceptance. It comes only from the love of Jesus Christ. He showed me that I am not alone in my struggles, and that when I choose to be free and in full reliance on God, I am alive in him. God took my closed up box and busted it wide open. Isolation is one of Satan's strongest weapons, but because of Christ, I now have the confidence to live wide open, to be fully known by my community, and to let nothing be hidden. In the 5 years since God rescued me from myself, he has taken me from Waco to Chicago and now back to Dallas, giving me unbelievable community every step of the way. He has opened countless doors for me to encourage and be encouraged by others struggling with the same depression that plagued me, and the opportunity to share all that God has and is doing in my life. While I can't say the last 5 years have been completely depression-free, I can say that in the occasional depressive moments, God has given me the courage and strength to make the very intentional decision to give it to him instead of to harbor it internally. The more I seek him and trust in him for my love and joy, the fewer and farther between these depressive moments occur. My darkest moments of 2012 have become my biggest source of life and encouragement. And each depressive moment that still occurs today is an opportunity to be faithful and a reminder of God's majesty and overwhelming love for me. If I am able to tell you just one thing, it would be this. Sin is not worth it. Pride is not worth it. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Pride held me down. It stole my joy, and it prevented me from feeling and knowing the peace and love and abundant life that can only come from Jesus Christ. Allow God to meet you where you are tonight. Allow him to set you free. My name is Jack. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from depression, pride, and approval of man. And to God be all the glory.